The Baha'i faith focuses on peace, justice, and unity, but in Iran, Baha'is are being persecuted for their religious beliefs. Baha'is are barred from higher education, unable to find work, and sometimes arrested and executed. In Clearwater yesterday afternoon, a local Baha'i center held a conference to raise awareness of this persecution. The Baha'i religion was founded in Persia in 1844, and it has over 5 million followers all over the world. Since its origins, Baha'is have faced persecution by Islamic governments, especially in Iran, where Baha'is are the largest minority group. Yesterday, at the Baha'i Center in Clearwater, a crowd of about 50 people filled the room as prayers were read for 7 Baha'i leaders who are currently imprisoned in Iran as a live cellist played somber music. A screen behind the podium gave a brief biography of the imprisoned, most of whom came from rather affluent backgrounds and had families. The 7 prisoners are facing charges of espionage for Israel, insulting religious sanctities, and propaganda against the Islamic Republic. They've been in prison since last spring, and their trial dates are not known. If convicted, they are likely to face harsh prison sentences and possibly execution. Farzad Azizi is a third-generation Baha'i who has experienced this persecution firsthand.
My father was executed in Evin prison in 1981. Was August 29th, 1981, and 2 of my uncles also were executed in Evin prison in also 81 and 82.
And this was in Iran?
That was in Iran, Tehran, Iran, yes.
Ahang Rabboni is the public information officer for the Baha'is in Clearwater. He spoke about the history of persecution against the Baha'is.
From the very inception of the Baha'i faith, that the Iranian government as well as the clerical establishment in Iran were persecuting Baha'is quite intensively. Over a period of years, tens of thousands of Baha'is have lost their lives. Hundreds of thousands of Baha'is have lost their properties, have been persecuted in all from the manners. So it has quite a long history of persecution in Iran.
He went on to speak about the realities of living life as a Baha'i in Iran.
All Baha'is have lost their jobs in government. The vast majority of them have lost their properties. All of them have lost their pension. All Baha'i youth are barred from attending universities. Many of the younger Baha'i youth are constantly harassed in high schools or grade schools. So that every possible form of harassment and maltreatment that takes place. All Baha'i holy places have been destroyed. Baha'i cemeteries have been razed to ground.
House Resolution 175 is a bill condemning the government of Iran for its state-sponsored persecution of its Baha'i minority and its continued violation of the International Covenants on Human Rights. The bill starts off by listing specific incidents in which Iran systematically persecuted Baha'is, and then it condemns the government of Iran for its actions and calls upon them to release prisoners arrested based on their religion. It then goes on to call upon the President of the United States and the international community to condemn the actions of Iran regarding their treatment of their Baha'i citizens. To learn more about the persecution of Iranian Baha'is and to find a copy of House Resolution 175, visit our website at wmnf.org/news. For WMNF News, I'm Jamie Kidder in Clearwater.